Most of the vendors who were being forced to leave illegal selling sites came to the Civic Center and vowed to stay put until council addresses all their grievances, including the provision of convenient vending stalls with toilets. Some business people in the eastern border city applauded the move taken by the police, saying they will now be able to sell their goods without interference from the vendors. One of the affected vendors, Tendai Gotora, said some of them were not allocated new stalls by the local authority. His sentiments were echoed by several others who said they have been driven from customers in the city center. The chairperson of the Mtare Informal Traders Union, Ivan Mbengo, said there is need for dialogue between the local authority, vendors and the police. He urged his colleagues to avoid any conflicts with municipal police and other security agents.
Position with regards the movement of informal traders from the pavements of the streets of Mtare, surely there's need for orderliness and for people to trade peacefully following the bylaws of the municipalities.
Mbengo said the local authority should also seriously consider constructing permanent structures for the vendors.
We are the people who identified Chidzere as the permanent place for us, since we had a plan to build a multi-story building which was going to accommodate quite a good number of landless, shopless citizens of Mtare who are intent in doing business. So to that end, by preparing Chidzere for informal traders, I said that was a positive indication. And I also hail the city fathers for taking such a move.
Mutari businessman Hassan Hussein commended the move taken by the local authority, saying that they were now going to operate their businesses without any hindrance.
I wish those vendors who were trying to earn a living that hopefully where they are now, they will be able to succeed.
Mutare Mayor Councillor Tatenda Namarare told Studio 7 the move today was in line with the government directive to remove the illegal vendors from undesignated selling sites.
It's in accordance with what the government directive, which was issued sometime back, that we need to remove all illegal vendors within the CBD area. So as a council, we had already embarked on that exercise as we have been renovating the designated area. So we have completed renovating the designated area. So today it is the day that we have moved the vendors to the designated areas within the city.
The mayor said it is untrue that the new vending sites do not have toilets, adding that street traders should put their own shelters.
Now, regarding ablution facilities, if you look at Chidzere Park, ablution facilities are there. And this is where we're going to house almost all the vendors will be housed there. Then the issue of sheds, usually these vendors, they come up with their own makeshift sheds. So as the time moves on, we as council obviously have to create sheds for them. But at the present moment, they have to use their own means of getting their sheds.
The removal of illegal vendors started in Harare last week, where at least 25 vendors have been arrested and are now facing charges of public violence. Millions of Zimbabweans have engaged in vending to make ends meet due to the current harsh economic situation in the country. Reporting for Studio 7 at Chidzere in Mtare, this is Lloyd Amoyo.